जीवोदीष्टचिदाभासो
जीवोदीष्टचिदाभासो
भवेद्भोक्ता हि कर्मकृत् भोग्यरूपमिदं सर्वं
भोग्यरूपमिदं सर्वं
जगत्स्याद्भूतभौतिकम्
जगत्स्याद्भूतभौतिकम्
Yeah, so here he, after explaining the paramarthika jiva, after explaining that there are three types of jivas, and the one which is avachinnam or which seems to be limited, that is the one paramarthikam, that is the real one, and the avachedam or the limitation is unreal, whereas the entity that seems to be limited is Brahman alone, and that is what is pointed out through Tattvamasi and other vakyas. And explaining about that particular jiva, and after that he said that it's maya which causes jagat and jiva, the differences of jagat and jiva through vikshepam, avaranam and vikshepam both. So he is slowly coming down from the paramarthika level. So paramarthikam, there is only Brahman or the avachinna jiva, and from there starts maya. And maya through the powers of vikshepam, avaranam, or rather avaranam and vikshepam, creates the world and the various jivas, various individual beings that we see. So that's how creation starts. So maya itself is something, yama sa maya, that which is not there, that is maya. Maya is interpreted in two ways. Empirically you can explain or define maya as yama, not empirically. Ultimately, you can define it as yama sa maya, that which is not there, that is called maya. Avidya is ya na vidyate sa avidya, that which is not there, that which doesn't really exist is called avidya. And empirically, maya is there. Like when things are seen, when an object is seen, it has to have a source, it has to have a have an entity or thing from which it is created. So there should be some source from which what we see, things we see, is created. And so we have to have two sources. One source which has the same reality status as the things we see. So let's say we see a pot in front. So the source of the pot has to have the same reality status as the pot.
Okay.
I don't know whether puriyadha theriyadhu. We have to have a source. Surely we need to have a source which has the same reality status. It's quite simple. Papa Dasana, I am dreaming. I am sleeping and I dream. So in the dream world, or the source, real source, is the dreamer who is the waking person, the person who is dreaming, right? But we cannot simply just assume that the waker, the person that is going to sleep, he is the source of dream world. Apadina, like how come dream world gets created from such a person?
Okay.
So, from the waking person, we need to first assume a person who is dreaming, and it is from that person, or that person itself is the source of all the dream world. Without the dreaming person, the waking person cannot have the dream world.
Okay.
Puriyadha?
Puriyadha.
It's two different reality levels. Like one is dream world, one is waking. So dreaming world resource, we have to have two sources. One is a source which has the same reality status, which is the dreamer. We call dreamer is the person who is seen and in whom he is seen the world, dream world. But the dreamer himself is an illusion in the waker.
Okay.
So that is the real source, which has a higher reality status than the dream world, and the dreamer is the source who has the status real, the same status as the dream world.
Okay.
So namba paakkuradhu lokathukku jagat also needs to have two sources. The real source, in the case of dreaming world, the real source is waker. So the waker is not a source at all, he is the substratum. Whereas the dreamer is the source of the dream world. Similarly, in the jagatukku, the real source or substratum is Brahman, because Brahman alone exists, therefore he is a substratum. But the source of the jagat, source of jagat and the jivas is maya. That's what he explains in the 35th shloka, that Brahman yavastita maya, maya which is there in Brahman is the cause of the world that we see.
Okay.
So, like in different systems of Advaita, it is explained as like Maya is the one is the efficient cause, one is the Upadana Karanam, material cause, and one is the efficient cause. So, efficient cause can be said to be Ishvara, who has the power of Maya, and material cause can be said to be Maya. And in some few cases, like Bhamati says, both are same. So, it's not two causes there, it is just one cause, one entity of Ishvara or Brahman, which is the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Puriyarva, you're not understanding. Okay, so different systems interpret it differently, but we have two entities there, like one is Brahman and Maya with Brahman. So that Brahman which is non-dual or infinite is something different, and the Brahman when it has Maya with it, that becomes the source of the world. So that's what he says as Maya. The Maya which is there in Brahman, it has two powers, which is Avaranam and Vikshepam, which is the cause for the world.
Okay.
So even if we say Maya is the cause of the world, it's also this Maya cannot perform by itself, because Maya is insentient, therefore it requires a Ishvara or Brahman with Maya power, who controls Maya and who through Maya creates many.
Okay.
So like Janmadhyasya Yataha and all clearly show that Brahman is the Upadana Karanam. Brahman is the Upadana Karanam, that is what it shows there. So like he thought that, let me multiply. Ekoham Bahusyam. So all that means that he is the Upadana Karanam. And he himself cannot be the Upadana Karanam, because it is illogical, he is Purna. So there should be something which causes Apurnatvam, that is what is called Maya.
Okay.
So we can simply say that easily, or say that okay, Brahman with Maya is the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam.
Okay.
Where okay, different systems in Brahman, we can simply say that Brahman, Nirguna Brahman has split it into two. So we have Saguna Brahman or Brahman with some power, and then Maya or that power. So Maya is what gets multiplied or transformed into Jagat and Jiva, whereas Brahman is the controller of this transformation.
Okay.
So Brahman controls this transformation of Maya into Jagat and the Jivas, and then not exactly Jivas first, the Jagat gets transformed or converted into the individual, like brains, intellects or Sushma Sharidas, and Brahman, part of Brahman gets merged into each of these. He enters Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. So he creates, like he transforms Maya into the Jagat, and the Jagat which in itself like gets converted into the Sushma Shariras, and he enters into the Sushma Sharira and becomes the Jiva.
Okay.
So that is in short. So what here he means is that initially there is only Paramarthikam, that is Brahman alone, and when Brahman gets the power of Maya, somehow he gets the power of Maya, then creation starts. So he has already explained now, first Paramarthika Jiva he explained, and from there how Jagat and Jivas are created. So the next thing to be explained is the Vyavaharika Jiva. So that is what he is explaining in the 36th Shloka.
Okay.
So 35th Shloka is as simple as saying that okay, the Maya which is in Brahman has two forms, Avaranam and Vikshepam. So Avaranam veils the Akanda Rupam of Brahman, therefore veiling its Akanda nature or indivisible non-dual nature. Therefore, Tasmin, in that, Vikshepam starts. In the form of Prakalpana, Kalpana, in the form of imagination of Jagat and the Jivas.
Okay.
So here he says, Jivo Dishta Chidabhasu. The Jivaha, the Jiva, who is born out of the Chidabhasam in the Jiva. So that means he said three Jivas. First is Avichinna Jiva, second is Chidabhasa Jiva. Chidabhasam is Dishtam. Dishtam means in the Chiddi. So Chidabhasam is Abhasam or reflection of Chit in Di. So Dishta Chidabhasu Jivaha, that Jiva who is the Abhasam or reflection of consciousness in the intellect. Bhokta Bhavet, he is the Bhokta, he is the enjoyer. He, surely he is the Bhokta. Why? Karmakrit, because he does karma.
Okay.
So this is contrary to the Sankhya view. That Sankhya system says that a person, the Purusha and Prakriti. Prakriti is the cause or the doer of all actions. All actions are done by Prakriti, by Antakaranam and all those things. Thus action. And Purusha is a mere enjoyer alone. So Prakriti is the doer, whereas Purusha is the Bhokta.
Okay.
So that is not accepted by Vedanta. He who is the doer should be the enjoyer as well.
Okay.
If I do sadhana, that you will not get realization, because if I do something, I will get the benefit. Nobody else can get the benefit. So this Jiva, this Chidabhasam is the Bhokta, because he is the Karma Krit. So he is the Karta. So the Karta and Bhokta, earlier he said the Paramar Avachinna Jiva is Brahman alone. Because the Jivatvam is Aropanam there, Brahmatvam is the very nature of that Avachinna Jiva. And the second Jiva, Chidabhasa Jiva, is the Jiva who does actions and enjoys things.
Okay.
So in general, like, there is an adhyasam or superimposition of the avachinna jiva on the chidabhasa jiva. So when we say like I do something, I am this, so there is an superimposition which causes us to think the real I as the I which is enjoying and doing actions. So like, so that is what causes all the issues. If we are able to split all these three jivas, then it becomes very easy. So like the jiva, the Chidabhasa jiva is a karta and bhokta. So what is his source of enjoyment? Jiva cannot, like, if jiva has to enjoy something, there should be something different from him. That is the jagat. Bhogya rupam idam sarvam jagat. The jagat, like the entire world, is the bhogya rupam, means it is of the nature of enjoyment. So enjoyment for whom? Enjoyment for jiva. So as per scriptural things, it says like scriptural view of creation is the jiva creates things, and then Ishvara creates jivas, and then the things for enjoyment, his enjoyment as well. So gradual creation la paata isna sushma shariram mandadukapram, then the Ishvara gets into those sushma sharira and becomes the jiva. Jiva means he is a person who does action, so who has to enjoy. So for his enjoyment, gross objects was created. So for the jiva who is the bhokta and karta, the jagat is bhogya rupam. So jagat is the source of enjoyment. So bhogya rupam idam sarvam jagat. All this world is bhogya rupam. And what is this jagat? Syat bhuta bhautikam. So this jagat is a he is composed of, or Jagat consists of Bhutam and Bhautikam. Bhutam means things and Bhautikam means beings. So Bhutam, the various entities in the world, objects in the world, and Bhautikam, the various beings in the world, who are also like various jivas. So the Chidabhasa, like Jagat Jiva, is created by Maya. So out of those, the Jiva is like the Chidabhasam, who is Karta and Bhukta, and his source of enjoyment is other beings and things. So the source of a Jiva's enjoyment is not just the sentient things, but it is not the insentient things alone, but it is sentient beings as well. That's why, like, it's if our source of happiness or like our source of enjoyment was just objects in the world, then there would be not much of a problem, because we can control them to an extent. The insentient, like, pot in front of me, I can control it, I can hold it as long as I want, I can keep it as long as it has longevity, it lives, I can control it. But it's not just the insentient things. One thing is, they also will vanish, but there is no I have total control over them within that time frame. But source of enjoyment is not just insentient things, but sentient beings as well. So like my friend or my relative, my parents, all those things, Varuta, like when beings come into picture, you cannot control them, because they are also reacting to things like this. So the bogyam, or the source of enjoyment of jiva, is not just things, but they are other beings as well, and therefore it is totally, like, it's not controllable, and it's temporary as well.
Okay.
It's anityam, and it is like it's so fluctuating, like the water on a lotus leaf. You cannot say when it will fall off. So so in this shloka he says that the jiva, the Chidabhasa jiva, is the karta and bhokta, whereas the original Brahman is the avachinna jiva, and the source of enjoyment of this Chidabhasa jiva is the entire world, which consists of things and beings.
Okay.
So Jagat means has two parts, like Bhutam and Bhautikam, things and beings. So like this Jagat, as well as the Vyavaharika Jiva or Chidabhasa Jiva, is anadi. It is without any beginning. You cannot trace back as to when this Abhasan came into picture. So let's say, like, we ask a question, this Abhasan or Chittod Abhasan, when did it come? So it started when the intellect was created, right? Because it is in D, therefore when D was created, then Abhasan was created. So the question then comes, when was D created? As per Krishna, in the 15th chapter, as we studied, the jiva takes with himself the sushma sharira when he leaves the body. So that means that should be a state when there was no body at all. So like, it's something which we can say, we can intellectually conceive, but you cannot really find it out when it all started. When did creation start? Okay, creation started when the yuga started, when this particular yuga or chaturyuga started, that's when creation started. But creation doesn't start there, because before that creation ended and then it was again started. So it is, creation was not destroyed completely, it's only into a dormant state, like our sleep. Brahma, when he wakes up, creation starts. When he sleeps, creation ends. So it is, creation is nothing but Brahma's waking and sleep. Even our waking and sleep itself shows that there is nothing created or destroyed. It is just that merging, submerging, and then again coming up. So that means Brahma's waking and sleeping also should be the same case. So So that means creation is, there is no, neither creation started nor creation is destroyed. That means it is anadi. So you cannot really trace. And if you again try to analyze it with karma, law of karma, karma and phalam, then also you cannot trace it back as to what started first, which one started first. So he says in the next shloka,
Anadikalamarabhya
Mokshat Purvamidam Dvayam
Mokshat Purvamidam Dvayam
Vyavahare Titam Tasmat
Vyavahare Titam Tasmat
Ubayam Vyavaharikam
Ubayam Vyavaharikam.
Yeah, so he says Anadikalam Arabhya. Hey, just 1 second, I'm getting a call.
Yes, sure. Oh.
Yes, Sudhir. So, here he speaks about the Vyavaharikam. What is Vyavaharikam? Vyavaharika Satyam. And, like, what is there in there? So, Anadikalam Arabhya. What? Idam Dvayam. These two means the Chidabhas Jiva as well as his Bhogya Rupam Jagat. These both Anadikalam Arabhya. It has started Arabhya. It has started from Anadikalam. That means it is Anadi. You cannot trace its beginning. So that itself, like we, as we have again and again discussed, that itself is, shows its illusory nature. So that which is an illusion, that which is mithya, doesn't have a beginning. Like the snake seen in rope. The snake seen in rope doesn't have any beginning, because it is contradictory. If a person can trace out when he starts seeing snake in rope, at that time he sees both snake and knows that the snake seen is rope. So if he knows the starting, when the snake was seen in rope, just before that he sees the rope and then knows that this is snake I am seeing in rope. Therefore, there cannot be any cause of illusion. That illusion itself cannot happen. So similarly, every illusion is anadi. So that which is anadi and which has an antam, that is obviously an illusion. And the Chidabhasa Jiva as well as Jagat is not anantam, but it has an antam because it is temporary. It is anityam. Anityam means it is temporary, it is changing, therefore it has to have an end. So, but it has started from infinite, like time. You cannot trace its origin. Anadi kalam arabhya. It has started from time infinite. So, it has started from time infinite. Anadi kalam arabhya. Mokshat purvam. Mokshat purvam. So, they will be there till moksha. So, till moksham, mokshat purvam, before moksha or till moksha. Mokshat purvam means like mokshat purvam means like prior, before moksha. That means till moksha. So that means they have an antam. They have an antam in moksha, or liberation or realization happens. Idam dvayam. So vyavahare stitam. In vyavaharam, in normal daily activities, these are present. In vyavaharam, in our normal daily routine life, these both are present. These both are the chidabhasam, chidabhasa jiva, and the world. They are there in vyavaharam, vyavahare sthitam, tasma, therefore, they both are called vyavaharikam. So therefore, it is called vyavaharika jiva and vyavaharika jagat. So vyavaharam in general means that which is of it gives any kind of empirical fruit or is of any empirical or daily value. That is what is called vyavaharikam. The pratibhasikam or the mithya things that we explain, like excluding dream world, all other things like water seen in desert, snake seen in rope, doesn't have any vyavaharam there because there is, they are of no use. there is it's of no use seeing water in desert, because you cannot have any value from the water in desert except just running behind it. That's not no real value. But the world that we are in has a real value, vyavahara, and it has a value even after it's for a period of time. So therefore it is called vyavaharikam. So vyavaharam means that which has any value at the empirical level, at the normal daily life, it is of any value. So here, like, it's not just value, but value in daily life. So if we consider swapna, swapna doesn't have a, just one second. Yeah, so vyavahare sthitam tasmad ubayam vyavaharikam. So it has a value in daily life. So that's where the difference between dream world and this world is there. Like, dream world has a value, but it doesn't have a value in daily life. Whereas the world that we see now, the waking world, has a value in daily life.
Okay.
So the difference between the dream world and other illusions is that dream world has a value in itself. Whereas the other illusions don't have a value in themselves.
Okay.
Water and desert doesn't have any value at all, whereas dream world has a value. But that value is not of any use at the daily level. So therefore it is not vyavaharam. So that is vyavahare. Vyavaharikam is that which has any vyavaharam, any value in daily life.
Okay.
Hey, just one second.
Yes.
Yeah, so vyavaharikam, he is speaking about the vyavaharika jiva here. That is, so vyavaharika jiva and the vyavaharika jagat explanation is over. So now he has explained the two types of jivas. So then he has to now explain the third type of jiva. So before that, he speaks about the like the sleep of this Chidabhasa jiva.
Okay.